This morning, you have a meeting with yourself. Early morning, a special moment. When the rising sun is eclipsed, there's this peculiar, slightly disconcerting, possibly overwhelming atmosphere during an eclipse. And this morning, I want to take this opportunity to make space and allow another perception of ourselves and reality. Let's begin with releasing some of the internal tensions you may feel, you know, the pressure to do, to achieve, to be, to evolve, to change, whatever, the pressure based on assumptions, beliefs, habits. For a moment, see if some or most of that pressure could be released. So you can feel better the softening, the opening in your physical body. That constant pressure is extremely challenging for our physical body. So a little more space, perhaps to breathe more deeply. This breathing space, there's so little breathing space in a constantly challenged system. Notice that most of the challenges are internal and not otherwise. Yet the external challenges are not to be ignored. And you feel the pressure, the squeezing, the oppression resulting from situations, regulations that restrict your natural expansion. But as you know, expansion doesn't go without retraction. And as we are breathing in and out, we are also reaching the bottom of the year, which is the most retracted time of the year. And the added pressure of the system of cohesion that is around us and within us is part of the retraction process as well. This is not to say that it is a good thing. It's just to say that part of the movement of retraction, all the questionable, is actually very supportive of your inner changes, of your radical personal transformation, of the transmutation of all that no longer serves you and that will be dismantled, dissolved, released, whatever way it may occur. So there we are, in between the internal pressure and the external pressure, which mirror each other more or less correctly. There's always a slight distortion. I mean, it's not exactly 100% of the reality you see projected around you, that you hold, that you invest in internally. There's a lot of similarity, and there's a slight discrepancy, and this is exactly where we want to focus. Just go deeper in your body. Going deeper may mean that you feel the cellular level and become aware of the pulsing, the vibration, going deeper may mean that you are just letting go more and perhaps perceive nothing else than a relief. We are all a little different and have a slightly different operating system. And the conditionings that we're still holding are very sophisticated, convoluted, and tend to preserve separation from self, to protect us from being ourselves. That is, to prevent us from reconnecting with who we are. So, allow a little more time. Give a little more space. It's about the presence and the attentiveness. This unfocused awareness of yourself. It's both vague and global. And sooner or later, you will start perceiving something that is the vibration of pure love. You may feel it outside. You may perceive it within. It is everywhere, all pervading. Wherever you get access to it, become a lot more aware and open up to that frequency that is genuinely your own, with this unique flavor that makes you the being you are. It's always been there. It will always be there. Through what we call time and space. That is the matter of which the universe is made on all scales. So multiverses, as well as every single cell in your body. Those being densified forms that vibration took in what we call a manifest world. Pure love. There is no other force . There is no greater force . There is no higher power, ruler . Just the fluid fabric of the universe that you are. And you increase sensitivity, particularly during the eclipse. And the capacity to feel that a lot better is a great deal of accuracy and specificity. And yet, it's just so natural and normal and ordinary, because it's so simple. No matter what happens within you and around you, this is the ruling force of the universe, and this is what you want to reconnect with. And this happens for a very specific reason. we are due for reunion with ourselves, with one another, with nature. None of what is against, contrary, or in opposition with the laws of nature will survive. It will collapse, be destroyed, dissolve, but it will disappear. With some degree of violence, probably. And this is where we are now, coming closer and closer to the winter solstice, so in the darkest phase of the yearly cycle in the Northern Hemisphere. And at this time of the year, we have access to the greater picture. What does this mean? Whenever we become so still, relaxed, and open that we can perceive that vibration of pure love that keeps the universe together, we know, because we remember, that we have known it forever. We've always known it. That all dualities must be resolved. And there is only one way. Dualities have to merge and become one again. Because duality is only a temporary division. And the actual state of being is union. So at a time where you will feel most divisions around you and within you, you are closest to reunion. On a personal level, this requires that you take a quantum leap and dare say yes to pure love. We know, all of us do, consciously or not, that whatever is not pure love will go. It's not an easy thing to process mentally because there is a lot of resistance, attachment. But we have those internal divisions and dualities. And as the sun is obscured this morning, they are just there in front of us, patently, obviously. What are you going to do with those? You know the natural movement of magnets. To attract one another. And when they are positioned in the opposite direction, they tend to repulse each other up to a point of extreme tension where they suddenly rotate and come back together. Wherever you are experiencing this extreme tension, wherever it becomes unbearable, you can't tolerate that division and the gap between the extremes within your own heart, body, because your consciousness keeps telling you you are one. So will the mind at some point give in and allow instant resolution of the strongest polarities you ever experienced in your entire life and in many previous lifetimes? Magnetic attraction of polarities wanting to join and reconnect, because the law of one is that two must become one again. It makes no sense for the mind. The mind has very good reasons to proceed and continue entertaining all sorts of sophisticated defenses, mechanisms, tricks to maintain the status quo. So it's not going to be a mental decision you make. Like today, good resolution, I'll do this because it's near Christmas, and before Christmas I would like to have sorted that stuff because it is time. You feel the urge, but it's not going to be a mental decision because it will be instantly blocked by some strongly active, deeply seated unconscious patterns, however strong your willpower. So So we are looking at that vibration, we are feeling it, it's in our bodies, it is everywhere, but we feel it best in our bodies. That vibration of pure love is all pervading, all permeating, ever present. It is the sap of life, it is what nurtures your very being. It is what keeps life on earth, the invisible network between all beings, the body of humanity. This is the best part of you. Not that there is a bad part. This is you. This is you without the entrapment. You as you are, actually. So if you have that faint feeling that something is pulsating, vibrating within, this is what you stay with, and you become even stiller. And you notice the slightest movement, the slightest change, lightest impulse, this is the level on which dualities can be dissolved. When the impulse becomes impetus to reconnect. And when you follow the thread against all odds, logic, and allow the reunion, you know that the most painful separation is from ourselves. So what you want is to just give yourself the comfort you need to trust that you can leap back in unity and oneness. It makes no sense. It's not about what your mind believes the challenge is about. vibration of pure love is the only active force in the universe from now on. It's always been, including in the darkest of times and experiences. It is now your conscious choice. To live your life in accordance with pure love. Don't expect immediate results, though. Pure love is a vibration. It can take an infinity of different shapes and forms. Forms, manifest forms, will come last. You may not see any change in your daily life for a while, but you will know, because you will feel it, that everything is falling into place. And no matter how things will evolve, it is all fine. Will you take the leap? And choose the dissolution of all patterns of separation now. It's a good time. The time is now.